you happy Friday. This is Angie B, 11 from Heaven, through the gates of Motherhood and Life podcast. I'm so glad to be with you this evening. It's the weekend. It seems like it's been a really long week. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like the week has been really long. But here we are on a Friday evening. So grab a cup of tea with me. I prefer peppermint tea because it's my favorite tea in the whole wide world. And relax with me and let's have a conversation on this evening. And so I just want to say that I hope that everyone is staying safe and you're wearing your mask, you're social distancing yourself, and you are being safe out there. I know that in this world right now, we have to go out, we have to run errands, we have to find ways to have a sense of normalcy, and that entails sometimes taking the kids out. But let's remember to wear our mask. That's the biggest debate right now. But the masks are for your protection and for others' protection. So let's wear those masks and let's make sure we are social distancing ourselves. So on another note, I have been watching a lot of news and watching a lot of programming and listening to a lot of programming in response to the idea that we may have to do another school remote learning. So this week, I'd like to know how you feel about the remote learning. I know a lot of people have mixed feelings. I have my own opinions. And so if you have any opinions of your own and mixed feelings about it, you can all go ahead and contact me. You can contact me on the show and leave me a message. Let me know what your thoughts are about the remote learning. I know that it's difficult for some parents. Some parents don't have it as hard as others, but at the end of the day, if we're going to do this remote learning, which is / homeschool, we're going to have to be more prepared. And I think this time around, we're able to be a little bit more prepared than we were when it actually started, and that's a good thing. I think teachers will now know how to handle the situation, provide better services, provide better connection for the learning, remote learning that our children will have at home. I have, I have 11 children, and so I'm down to my last two. I have one in college, and I'll have one that's a freshman. So boiling down to where we are now with remote learning, it was an experience. I do have a little experience with homeschool. We did homeschool for a while a few years ago, and it was a lot of work trying to make sure that each child had their homework and had their study time, extracurricular activities we had to include. And so I know these are some of the challenges that a lot of us are facing with remote learning. So let me know, what are your thoughts about the remote learning? I had the opportunity to be a part of the Zoom school meeting for our school district, and they brought up so many good points, kind of letting us know what to expect, which I could appreciate. But I noticed that they were asking a lot of different questions, and some questions they just really didn't have answers to. They didn't have answers to a lot of questions. Some questions they did, which was okay and kind of put my mind in a reassurance. But I just want to share a few tips that I had that I learned through having homeschool. Again, homeschool is remote learning, pretty much the same thing. And one of the things that I did learn about homeschooling and remote learning, I would say, is one tip is to let's make sure that we are taking the time out to have a conversation. Let's first have a conversation with our children, letting them know that this is school. This is indeed school. This is not time out. This is not where you get up and you take your time and you do what you want to do and you do how you want to do it. But I had to first have a conversation with my daughter and let her know that, again, this is no different from school. Kind of adjust your mind to the whole situation. And when you prepare their minds for the situation of learning, I find that it's easier. The second thing that I did, and the second thing that may be able to help you, is I developed a schedule, a school schedule. Now, listening to the district and listening to the superintendent discuss school scheduling. It turned out that the school scheduling is going to be the same that it would be if they were in school, somewhere around 9 or 8 until 2 or 3. So let's have a schedule. When we have schedules for things, it winds up being better. It winds up being more orderly. So I found that if we get them up, because I found myself getting my daughter up, Sky, I got her up the same time as a normal school day. And it was, actually, we started the night before. There won't be any staying up late, because if you were going to school, you still would not be getting up late. You'd have to get on the bus. You'd have to do all these other things to prepare to get to school the next morning. And so I had to develop a schedule. And the schedule was pretty much the same. The night before, we were making sure we shut everything down roughly around 9 o'clock. And depending on your child's age, that would vary. We set everything in motion the night before, shutting everything down. And then the next morning, we got up around the same time that we would when they were in school. And so getting her up and getting her started, letting her know, okay, we're going to start off with breakfast, and letting her know, okay, it's time to get up and get yourself cleaned up and get your clothes on. We're not going to start school in pajamas. I know that it seems like that would be easy to just get up, keep your pajamas on and start school, but it's all about the mindset. Putting on the school clothes changes the mindset and sets the mindset for children to know that we are starting school. We're not going to bed. Pajamas are always going to bring a mental capacity or a mental thinking of sleeping, of rest, and that's what we don't want. So getting your children up, encouraging them to dress for school, if that just means a pair of jeans and a shirt, a pair of shorts and a shirt, making sure that we're cleaned up and making sure that we're up, we're eating a well-balanced breakfast. Then we're going to get to our computer, and then we're going to get to the table, and we're going to start our learning process. Getting, if you are having the computer, getting the computer set up to see your teachers and see your fellow students, and just making sure that they are spaced out. I know that I had my daughter and we had our granddaughter, and so we made sure that they were spaced out. They had their own individual space so that they could learn individually, so they wouldn't, there was less of a chance of them chattering, there was less of a chance of them playing around. So we set that in motion to make sure that they understood that this is school. Get them up, start them on their day, and then around, I would say actually around noon, somewhere around there, we took a break because it's lunchtime. Set a schedule so that your children are able to stay as close to the school learning day as possible, starting with a breakfast, starting with school, logging in, and then going on to lunch. We took a lunch break, and that was around the time that we would have the lunch, make them lunch, take about an hour, make sure that they maybe went outside for a little bit to get exercise, a little extra curricular activity, so that they won't seem like they're bored and that they're just looking at the same thing all day long. And so that was the challenge, trying to make school as normal as possible for their experience here. And then when it was time for school to resume and they got back on their computers, and at the end of the day when they were done logging out and letting them know, job well done. So developing a schedule for kids learning is a wonderful, wonderful idea, because again, it helps their minds to stay with the learning experience, to make sure that they understand that this is school, these are the hours of school, and making sure that those that are around them don't even bother them, and making sure that the noises and different things that I'm doing, I'm bringing that to a minimal, because again, they are trying to focus. So again, getting that school scheduled together the night before and the day of really, really helps them to stay with a sense of normalcy. Now, I know that in certain areas, no matter what city that you're in, some children, of course, had the computers and the tablets to do schoolwork on. But there are some areas where children were not able to, and they did not have access to computers and Wi-Fi, and you heard all these stories, and that is so unfortunate. But I do remember that when I was having homeschool, I didn't have a computer for my children. I had to change my mentality along the way and be prepared to make the time for the children. I know that if you have babies, if we are moms, we have babies and little kids and our children are stair steps, it can be challenging to homeschool. And please don't pull your hair out. Just stay encouraged and hang in there. Think of a system. You know, I remember times where I would have to put maybe one of the smaller ones down for a nap or a timeout, and I would find myself putting together my curriculum and different things at night. Now, when I say curriculum, I know that the school will be doing something different for the city schools. But if you're home and you're just doing some things on your own, I'm talking to you, whether you're a mom or you're a dad, and you're again trying to get this homeschool off to a good start again, try to make sure that you take those small intervals of time that you have down, the down times. I would do and put together curriculum at night when I knew that they were asleep, so that when they first got up in the morning, they would be able to start their work. Find the time. It may not necessarily be the same way that other parents are doing it, but as long as you can get their learning and their work done, don't be afraid to utilize the teachers if they have tutoring. Now, I did hear that some schools were going to be offering tutoring for students, extra tutoring even on the weekends. Make sure that if you are doing the remote learning, you're taking the time, because I remember when I was homeschooling and I was doing homeschool and I was doing some work for one of the kids, and they presented math, and math was not my study, and it was not something that I was the best at. And I can remember them talking with me and saying, "I don't know how to do this, Mom." And so I remember staying up with them really late. It got really late, and we were challenged by these word problems and by this pre-algebra. And I just said, you know, I'm going to have to be the parent, because I understand that parents, we can't do it all, but then the teacher can't do it all as well. It takes a group and a team effort, because we have to have understanding also in knowing and realizing and remembering that although our teachers are teaching our kids and giving them what they need, they also have the challenge of teaching their kids and doing schoolwork with their kids as well, and then trying to help our kids, and that can be challenging. So kudos to teachers, if you are listening and you are challenged with not only helping my kids, but you're challenged with also having to do the work for your kids as well. And I know that that can be a stressful situation. So let's appreciate our teachers, you know, because again, they are working overtime. They're working overtime to try to make sure that our kids are getting the help, they're getting the tutoring. So let's have understanding. If we didn't have understanding months ago, let's have some understanding this year, moving into this thing. Let's have understanding and appreciation and patience for our teachers who are, again, trying their best to give our children the best learning experience that they can give them. Have the understanding. But back to that story, I was challenged with this algebra, so I went to YouTube and looked up the problems on YouTube, and not the exact problems, but the format of getting on your phone. Now we have phones and cell phones, and we can get on YouTube and we can look up how to do word problems. We can look up how to do algebra. As parents, we have to utilize whatever means necessary to make sure that our children are learning. And I do understand that we're pulling our hair out, and as moms, we're thinking, wow, you know, our children are home, and that was the only time that we got to even get a break, was for our children to be at school and for our children to be learning somewhere else, whether they're in a private school. That was pretty much, as a mom, that was our time to make sure that we pretty much had a quiet day when the children are at school. But things are so different now, and I want us as moms and dads to hang in there and to understand that this is our normalcy. And we're unsure how long this normalcy will be, but we have got to know that things are going to be okay, and not be afraid and not feel like we are failures if we don't know the answer. We as parents have got to be able to know that we can find the answers for our children. We've got to not be afraid for the challenge, because it's a challenge. As a mom of 11, it's a challenge when we have to do things for our kids that we don't know the answers to. So moving forward with remote learning, because my choice is for the remote learning, I do have to just stress what my choice is for right now, because more than anything, we want our children to be safe. More than anything, we have so many questions that we don't have answers to. They don't have answers to. And more than anything, the safety of our children is the most important thing, because I would hate to have the anger and the frustration of wanting to send my daughters to school and not have the peace in my mind that everyone is practicing the social distancing, and everyone is practicing wearing their mask, and everyone is practicing not being close to one another and having those times where kids who are restless and kids who are frustrated and even kids who really frankly don't care to take off their mask and not care about the well-being of my child and your child. So again, if you are in an area where it's your decision for what you want to do for your child or your children, that would have to be your choice. But for us that are choosing to do the remote as of now, and who are afraid of the challenge of being at home with our children and teaching them and trying to show them things that maybe we don't understand, including after hours for tutoring and after hours when they come to us, because they're going to come to us after hours and say, I don't understand that. And as parents, it's a hard thing, but we've got to be prepared to find the answers for them. We've got to be challenged to find the answers for our children and not say and put it all on the teacher. The teachers are not the parents. We are the parents for our children. And so I am just glad that we have been able to share. And again, if you want to share your viewpoints on the remote learning, I would love for you again to send me a message, or you can email me. Feel free to email me, at capricesimmons11@gmail.com. Email me or send me a message. Let me know if you've been listening, how you are enjoying the podcast, because I love to talk about so many different things. I love to relax with you guys on a Friday evening and just share some of my experiences of things that I learned raising the 11 children, my husband and I, bless his heart. And let's stay prayerful that our children will have a wonderful start to something that's difficult, that they will be encouraged to learn, that they will know that they are smart, they are intelligent, and that doesn't mean that they're going to be sidetracked just because that they're not in school. They're going to be sidetracked from not having the best education. And so we have our children in prayer. And so again, I am glad that you join me. Contact me with any questions or any thoughts. And if you also like to order a book, you can send us a check or money order for $14.99 to 11 from Heaven Through the Gates of Motherhood, P.O. Box 362, Monee, Illinois 60449. And I will get you that autographed copy of my journal book right away. So have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for joining me. And I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.